This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back as the Empire slaughters America, destroys our liberties, enslaves and dumbs down and forcibly drugs our children, breaks up families everywhere, destroys the border, grabs our guns, liberals, conservatives, all together at the top, destroying America. We have a CIA government, just like they have in Russia, the former KGB minion running things. We have the same thing here. We've now gone into hereditary leadership like they have in North Korea. And it's all puppet behavior. The big banks own America and are in the process of destroying our currency, shutting down our economy, enslaving our people. And I'm not going to put up with it. Let's go straight back into the calls. Ron, Rob, Michael, Omar, and others, you're up next. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
How are you doing?
I've reflected on some things over the last 24 hours, and there's several different points. First off, something dawned upon me. Why is the administration dealing with the assault weapons ban 15 months before the issue even comes due, in the middle of this climate with so many concerns about the war and so forth? Why even deal with that out of the blue so far in advance? That's strange.
Because they want to act like they're right when they activate some mind control fruitcake. You know, the Matrix is coming out, which they say is a big trigger.
Yeah.
I tend to agree.
My feeling is, as that time approaches in September 2004, you will see, you know, just before that time, strange things happening, Columbine-type things. You'll see a series of those to try and justify the renewal of the ban. The coincidences never fail.
Well, even Limbaugh said that. Every time they introduce a gun bill, there's some mass shooting right on time.
So there you go. Even somebody like him could say that and see that. Secondly, you'd mentioned the drop in the dollar. Now, I spoke to you about 2 or 3 days ago, and I had told you that there were reports. I heard this on late-night radio. That various economists, including the head of the Federal Reserve, was concerned because inflation was dropping and the money would have more value. Now,
I said that's ridiculous. The dollar is actually dropping, they want bad things to happen to the economy.
What I'm saying is there a natural process to where it would have been strong, except there's now some monkey wrenching taking place to see to it that it doesn't happen? They were worried about the drop in inflation, not happy over it, worried over it. And I found that strange. It's like somebody's mother telling their son, "You look too healthy, son, go out and catch a disease." It was strange, and there was something wrong with that picture. Secondly, you know, people really have to take stock of themselves. I don't know if most people or a good portion of our population has sunk so low because they can't take stock of themselves or what's going on. They, like you said, they say they have no time for politics or to know what's going on, but they can recite basketball, baseball, football scores, chapter and verse. They can tell you what happened with some trollop on, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and Joe the Millionaire. They're consumed with this, though. They have time for this, but they don't have time to know what's going on.
I mean, they're not stupid. They're ignorant, and they've been misdirected into. Well, I mean, who wants to grow up? Who wants to be an adult? Who wants to take on responsibility? And so the globalists have made it easy to be a slave.
Have made it easy to go to sleep and be stupid and take up habits that are not in our best interest and ignore what is in our best interest. But how can
you know something? I'd be honest. I wouldn't be as hardcore in this fight if I didn't know the globalists were so incredibly evil. It's not just boss hog corruption, you know, little stuff. This is the most sickening, evil, the things they say they want to do. Break up all the families, force drug everybody. Have no national sovereignty, totally disarmed, big compact cities,
you know, the
genetic
conclusion.
Engineering. I mean, it's a hellish world they want to set up.
The conclusion I've come to with this power elite is that it's not just money alone or it's not just wealth. That's a part of it. But I think they really want to play the part of the living God on this earth.
They do. They want to destroy us. They want to enslave us. They want to control us. Well, what do delusional leaders, dictators always do? They always go crazy, don't they? They marry their horses. They declare total power. They run around and act nuts.
Caligula madness. And you know, about that left-right argument, I think it was J.P. Morgan in an interview in the earlier part of the 20th century. I'm pretty sure it was.
Stay there. You got to finish up after the break.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24 hours, 7 days a week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Enzyme Phytonutrient, or EPN, is a new all-in-one combination of enzymes and saccharides necessary for optimal cellular communication. EPN is created using a unique 14-day process resembling human digestion, in which soy seeds are completely assimilated into basic nutrients and natural sweeteners. Enzymes are complex proteins found in digestive juices, causing food to break down at an accelerated rate. Phytonutrients come from plants, which provide important protective substances called phytochemicals. Saccharides are known to be important in cellular communication. 1 tablespoon before each meal is all that is needed. The diseases EPN may be helpful in relieving are too numerous to mention here, so call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for more information about this exciting new dietary supplement. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was watching Escape from New York with Kirk Russell this weekend, made in the early 80s. The government flies black helicopters. They wear black ski masks, black armored outfits. And now our police are dressed like that. You watch the movie 1984 from the book. Black ski masks, black helmets, black uniforms. They do that now here. In every book or film made of a police state future, The Running Man, the billboards flash messages about terrorists they're going to get you, and you later find out it's the government carrying out terror attacks and blaming it on their enemies. Why do they throw all this in our face? It's part of conditioning, acclimating, making us comfortable with this. And when the government says they're going to have the Total Information Awareness Network written and run by a convicted felon, Admiral Poindexter, Total Information Awareness, you know, in Boston Logan Airport and 4 other airports, they put NASA brain scanners in to, quote, tell if you're agitated. In 1984, they didn't scan your brain. This is total information awareness, worse than 1984. Then they say, oh, but it's to keep you safe. It's to keep you safe, America. We just want to keep you safe. But the borders stay wide open, and they're putting the Baathists back in power in Iraq because they're good thugs trained by the CIA in the 70s and 80s. It's the same thing. And Ron in New York was telling us that, yeah, people can figure out the sports scores and all this inane stuff, but they can't figure out their first 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights. People, you better get your head screwed on, because they're doing a lot of horrible things, and we're losing our freedom in this country. Go ahead with your final comment about J.P. Morgan, the big banker. Turn of the century, his comment about he doesn't care who controls the left or right. Then we'll go to Rob and sure. Michael and Omar and others. Go ahead, Ron, in New York.
I'm paraphrasing, but I believe in an interview with a journalist at that time, he said he found the left-right debate entertaining because he controlled both sides of the debate. And, you know, I always remembered that. I had heard about that comment he had made so many years back, and I had heard that comment several years ago, that he found the debate between left and right entertaining because, says especially when you control both sides of the debate.
Puppet on the left, puppet on the right. Gee, I like this puppet. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Exactly. Some people go, oh, Bush is going to reinstate the assault weapons ban. That's a smokescreen for the other gun bills. S-22 and others. Total gun registration. Shut down of the gun shows. National ballistics databases. The NRA won't tell their members. Republicans already passed it last session out of the House. Session ended when it was in the Senate. I mean, come on, people. Bush isn't running anything. He's following orders. It's an agenda. The same agenda. So I'm not going to get caught up bashing Bush or bashing Clinton or bashing Daschle. They're errand boys for the New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Wyoming, from New York to Wyoming. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I wanted to really quickly talk about the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, where supposedly treaties supersede our sovereignty and that kind of stuff, right? First of all, NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization agreements are agreements. They're commercial agreements, not treaties.
Between the commercial District of Columbia, District of Criminals.
Right, not exceeding 10 miles square. It's 68 miles square. There's a parallel jurisdiction there. And according to Clearfield Trust Company versus the United States, Clearfield Trust Doctrine, when government lowers itself into commerce, it has no more power than any other corporation. There's still the general sovereign government that it owes its existence to. And the second is the one that's making the agreement. There's no treaty there. But when you read the Supremacy Clause, this Constitution and the laws made in pursuance thereof shall be the supreme, and all treaties made, or which shall be made, under the authority of the United States, the sovereign has to do it, shall be the supreme law of the land. Anything in the laws or constitutions of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Now, I'm paraphrasing.
For those that don't know, Uniform Commercial Code is just admiralty law, and a private group hijacked Washington, set up the United States of America, not the United States, it's public fact, admitted in court cases, and they have the guns, they have the funds, they get states to sign contracts to, quote, get money that they extracted off their illegal income tax to begin with. And so this is how they run things in Iraq. They pay off leaders with gold bars to follow their orders. This is how they set it up. The problem is they don't follow any law now.
Well, I agree with you, except from my understanding, the Uniform Commercial Code is actually from the law merchant, in which the truth is sovereign, all men are equal before the law. It's kind of an codification of that, and it does always provide an escape route to the common law. But
yeah, but the average person doesn't even know what the Bill of Rights is.
I know.
Or the Ninth Amendment.
Well, listen, one quick thing here. When it says, here's the actual quote, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Now, that's not talking about the Constitution that's being, the United States federal Constitution, because whenever it refers to that, it says this Constitution. If it meant the federal Constitution, then there would be no mention of each state Constitution. See, it's kind of a tricky word.
But you're not.
It's talking
okay,
about the Constitution
okay, hold
of the
on.
State.
You're saying, okay, I understand all this.
So it's
but
not,
so how do you stop SWAT teams from arresting you for potting soil?
I keep hearing about civil actions against these guys instead of criminal prosecutions to put them in prison.
I agree. We
and,
need
and there's
real,
always immunity
we need,
against
hold on,
person.
Hold on. Sorry. We need real grand juries to indict these people. You're absolutely right.
Well, you got Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure 54A and B, two different types of juries. One is selected from 54A type juries are selected from the district, but not from the state. The Sixth Amendment of the Constitution has a trial by jury, not a jury trial, selected from the state and district. So that's where you get your foreign sovereign immunity is by accessing the 54.
For those who don't understand this, how does the UN come here? A UN official run over somebody in a street drunk driving. They get caught, nothing happens to them because they declare that sovereignty.
Well, but see, they'll try to claim that's what's meant by foreign sovereign immunity is some guy from another country.
Well, my point is, how does a foreigner have it, but we don't?
Well, we do have it under the law.
Yeah, we do have it,
but sir, yes.
If people believe the world is flat, to them it is flat. The globalists say it best, perception is reality.
True.
So they've got a mass that doesn't even know what you're talking about. It's total Greek to them, and you're right. We have to set about educating them. Look at the Ninth Amendment. Look at the Ninth Amendment. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
Right.
The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That's stronger than the 10th. Any of them. It's saying, folks, this just points your God-given rights out. And somebody can say, well, what do you mean? Well, if you got a law that you can kill black slaves in 1830s, Georgia, that they're your property, God's law says that black man is still a human being and has a right to physically fight back against the man that goes, oh, I got a law that you're not a human being.
Absolutely.
So they can say all their laws, all their garbage all day. We got to educate people that it's a criminal, run amok, out of control, enemy combatant, foreign jurisdiction, occupation army, owned by the old bankers we got away from in 1776.
Well, we're doing it. I'm really hopeful. I mean, there's a lot, just about everybody I talk to, strangers, one guy from New York, over a year ago, he understood immediately about 9/11 and all that stuff,
Well, I just want the government to know that I've done 800-plus interviews around the country on big stations, little stations, liberal shows, conservative shows. We've had about 100 calls that disagreed and about, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people that agreed. I mean, we'll take 30 calls on a show and I'll get one call that disagrees and it's some incoherent idiot. So that's who you've got on your side. And I want this illegitimate government to know that. And I'm not mad at you. I understand your points, Ron, or Rob.
Well, the Olympians overstepped their bounds with this. They got overconfident with their godlike, self-image.
Well, that's it. Leaders always get delusional. They always flip out. And that's why the bankers have gotten smart and try to have regional boards and different management teams. And, that's the Republicans, Democrats. But now even their minions are getting delusional. You can see it in their actions. And it's not going to work the way they think it is. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're not going to destroy America, these enemy combatants. We're going to stop the enemy combatants. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Colorado. Go ahead, Michael. Maybe Michael's gone then. Okay. Michael, you gone?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm really encouraged by the information that you put out, and it has totally changed my life. And I have a new mission, which is to fight this new world order to the bitter end. Another thing, too, is that I'm a University of Colorado Denver student, and just yesterday they had a bunch of Black Hawk helicopters land in the soccer field. And I guess it was just one of their usual publicity stunts because everybody's running over there.
Well,
yay, Black Hawk helicopters!
Yeah, that don't exist. Let me tell you, and I'll hold you over when we need to because you've held a while, but let me just say this. I watched a documentary about the takeover of Panama. And for 6 months before the invasion, they would just have them do touch and goes. And the government admits this is all part of acclimation for total military open dictatorship, but it'll be after the next attack. They're just acclimating us, getting us ready. This is the preparation for total control because they got some really bad stuff planned in the new depression they're going to engineer, the shearing of the sheep. And they're also going to have top off, too, another FEMA drill to practice taking over, shutting down highways, force inoculations. Go ahead.
Oh, I totally see it. And I wouldn't have seen it not even 5 months ago had I not seen your 9/11 Road to Tyranny.
What were people saying when the black helicopters were landing?
I actually didn't go over to the crowd. I just watched from afar. But it was just like they opened up their engines and their nose plates and stuff like that.
And they've been doing that for, 6 years here in Austin. and they hand out recruiting cards so your kid can go get injected with some deadly vaccine and come back and die of cancer. Stay there. I want to hear more about it, Michael, jumping all over you. I just want to get all the information in, and then we'll go to Omar and others, 1-800-259-9231.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The deregulation of local phone service is here. The Bell telephone monopoly has finally come to an end. Now you can choose your local phone service. Z-Line Home Phone is the answer. Their innovative unlimited home phone service is so good you probably won't believe it, so listen carefully. Both unlimited local phone service and unlimited nationwide long distance at one flat rate. No more permanent charge for your long distance calls. Call anywhere in the U.S. anytime as much as you wish. Caller ID, call waiting, speed dial, three-way calling, call forwarding, and voicemail are all included at no additional charge. You'll love the advanced technology voicemail system. All this for just $49.99 a month. That's it. $49.99 no matter how many calls you make, and you get all the features. Don't use much long distance? Ask about the select plan. Call 866-292-TALK. That's 866-292-TALK. Switching is free and easy. Keep your same phone number. The switch is seamless. Call 866-292-TALK today or visit homephonetalk.com. Available in most states. Taxes, fees, and surcharges not included. Must meet certain credit requirements. Terms and conditions apply. Call independent next rep Kate Bernhardt, 866-292-TALK for details.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Jim, I'm worried. You don't have enough life insurance. How would the kids and I get by without you?
I know, but it's such a hassle finding the best rates.
You know, I talked to Sue Carter, and she told me about Best Quote. Bob actually doubled his coverage with a leading insurance company without paying a penny more.
Really? But what's the catch?
No catch. You just call them for free quotes in the mail. No salesman ever contacts you.
I've heard rates are coming down. You know what? I'll call Best Quote.
That's right. You can save up to 70% on your premiums. For instance, a 35-year-old non-smoking male can get $250,000 of coverage for less than $12 a month, guaranteed for 10 years.
Honey, you were right. Best Quote got us a lot more insurance, and we're paying less per month.
Thanks for taking care of us, Jim.
I can't believe I put it off for so long. Best Quote made it so easy.
Call 1-800-690-8893. 1-800-690-8893. That's 1-800-690-8893.
Dependent on underwriting, Nikola GRX10 Premier. Available in most states. Steve Rubin licensed agent. Call for state-specific licensing.
You know, I've really got to apologize to the listeners. By the third hour, as you listen to the first, second hour, I'm not too wound up. By the third hour, I'm cutting people off. I'm ranting and raving. Guy makes a point about helicopters landing. I get so mad. I want to tell people what they're doing there, what's happening. And I just start blurting stuff out, and I get out of control because I'm angry about what's happening. I love this country. It's tearing me apart. They're turning America into a dirty military dictatorship. Well, you better support the troops. Our troops don't fight and die to live in a place like Saddam Hussein's kingdom. You know, Saddam Hussein had troops on the streets. Now look at what's happening to America. Go ahead, Michael in Colorado, then Omar, Kevin, Curtis.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that they weren't camouflage or anything. It was one Huey and then one slightly bigger chopper, and it was straight-up black. Both of the choppers were black, and it is an acclimation, just like you say.
Yeah, those are domestic helicopters, the black ones are.
Yeah, and then my other third thing that I wanted to bring up is that I wanted to ask if you had any information on underground prison camps that they're developing, because...
Yes, I have mainstream news articles. Inez, Kentucky poured concrete for 2 years under a giant underground old coal mine and built a supermax on top of it with airfields and everything. They're building giant prisons everywhere. It's the new economy, a giant prison economy where they literally own us, where torture is the order of the day and is a virtue.
See, that's very interesting, because down here in Trinidad we're having seismographic readings, and in Trinidad was a site of an old Japanese internment camp, and it has old mines, but they're getting seismographic readings, but there's no faults there. And so I'm going to collect as much hard evidence as I can.
Sir, your Denver International Airport has pictures of Nazis machine gunning piles of dead bodies, satanic art everywhere, a giant FEMA camp on it publicly.
Really?
Yeah, you ever seen the artwork in the Denver airport?
No, I have not.
Type in Denver International Airport artwork, you'll get to see it online.
Okay. Okay.
These people are nuts. So you didn't talk to any of the students afterwards of what they thought about the visitation?
I didn't want to go over to the crowd because I'm not into that. But I asked other people who had seen it, and they weren't very interested. But
I had a city councilwoman on last year from Denver. She admits they're trying to, quote, put you all in the sports stadium. You see the Rocky Mountain News article about the mass graves and incinerators?
No.
Yo, it's on Infowars.com, and it's in the new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. I'm buying that,
and then as soon as I get the chance, I've made it my goal to hand out 1,000 copies before 2004 hits.
Yes, do it. Total resistance to this tyranny. We must fight the enemy combatants, the foreign government that's taken over.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for your inspiration, and I'll go so you can get to the other callers.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. And explain to people on campus it's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. This is an agenda of the New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to Omar in Michigan. Omar, welcome, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, my friend.
Been doing good work. And I think you could take a two-week vacation because you got so many people passing the tape out. And stuff, once people see it, it's like, hey, they want to know more. You know, and it's like, it's up to the people now. You know, if they don't do nothing for their freedom, they don't deserve it. I mean, you can't get no better than this. They just said Condoleezza Rice and Bush had notes, memos on their desk in August. Did you hear anything about that?
Well, I know that Bush had the launch battle plan to invade Afghanistan 2 days before. I know that they had already advised there was going to be an attack. I know they had total prior knowledge. That's public all over the news. And that came out. But what particular thing are you talking about, Condoleezza Rice? What particular memo?
About the attack on the World Trade Center.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the three of the supposed hijackers were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. The rest of them, all of them, had their homes and cars paid for by the FBI. That's mainstream news.
Right.
They just calmly report this, and we're supposed to forget about it.
Now, that's what I'm saying. We need to increase, demanding that they bring these people to justice, the whole Bush administration and all they serf minions and bootlickers.
Well, let me ask you a question. You certainly know that Bush is just a puppet, though, right?
Right. We need to get his puppet master.
Well, I would agree that the Rothschilds and others need to be exposed. We've got to first expose them.
They need to be exterminated like they had a plan for everybody else. If it's good enough for everybody else, it's probably good enough for them.
Well, I'm not sure my audio's cutting out, but I appreciate your call, Omar. I'm trying to follow what you were saying. Maybe we boost the audio a little bit. We're going to win this thing peaceably, non-violently, with what you first said, Omar, that we need to make copies of the films. We need to expose. We need to promote the talk show hosts in your area that are telling the truth. We need to get past Republican, Democrat. And we need to expose the fact that the people in the White House aren't running anything. Daschle isn't running anything. And we need to expose that fact. It's very, very important. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel. Ideal for.
That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Out on the AM and FM dial across the land, simulcasting on the internet at Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com, and on global shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 Central on 12.172 and 9320, and back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. And I talked to the folks running the show. I wanted to, because I wasn't sure I heard what I heard from Curtis. It wasn't Curtis. Curtis is coming up. That was I was talking to Omar last segment from Michigan, and so I did hear what I thought I heard. My audio was slow. Omar, let me explain something to you, okay? I'm sure you're a nice person and mean well, and I appreciate your hard work, and you say you're waking folks up. But look, I've tried to make this clear, and this is what I truly believe and know, and I know what I'm talking about. I work on this probably harder than anybody else. Fighting the New World Order, defending my family, standing against crime, standing against evil. Have you not learned what I've said here? What history shows, the globalists carry out violent acts against their own institutions as a way to legitimize power, as a way to legitimize power and control and domination and the destruction of liberty. Violence is not the way to go. I will say it over and over and over again. Look at Waco. They came in. They opened fire on the Davidians. That's now admitted congressional reports. Now imagine if the Davidians just would have walked out, and I know that's a totally unnatural thing to do, and wouldn't have fired back, what that would have made the BATF look like. Well, they probably would have framed them and said, oh, they fired, put a lot of them in prison. But those children wouldn't have died inside when the Delta Force set the place on fire and shot people trying to flee. Now, understand, they pull a couple more Wacos like that and barbecue people, it's over for the globalists. They have to worry about that. They have to demonize people first. It's hard for them to go out and just carry violence out against somebody who's done nothing to them. They got to demonize you. They got to frame you. That's hard to do in mass. The globalists have had to carry out terror attacks on their own or allow enemies to attack and not defend against it, like Pearl Harbor, now admitted fact, so they can play the part of the good guy who's just fighting back. We're winning the fight in the info war to the point to where the globalists, the group above the government that carried out 9-1-1, to the point to where they have to carry out terror just so they can go out and attack and take over other countries. So understand, I've said this 100 times, I wish absolutely no harm on a county commissioner, the president of Germany, the president of the United States, the Pope, the Easter Bunny, because they're all puppets. I wish to expose the system as a dehumanizing fraud. You know, we had slavery in this country, and in 1800, about 2% of the population were against slavery. They were kooks. They were nuts. They were wild. By the way, that 2% was people like Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, who released their slaves. And then they get demonized for having slaves. The point is that it was a small minority of people that were against slavery, said it was inhuman, said it was wrong, said these people are human beings. This is horrible. This is a shame. Because of peaceably speaking out, getting the word out, educating people, for decades, they were able to turn public opinion around against it. In fact, some of the violence that was carried out against slavers actually helped install it longer. It almost disappeared in the 1830s. So you've got to understand that peaceably we just keep saying the world is round, like Galileo said, and they cannot suppress the fact that the world is round forever. Again, I'm using an analogy. We have just got to continue to be bold, to be loving, to stand against this evil. Hate is not going to power us. Hate is not going to get the job done. Now, certainly, you have a right to defend yourself against criminals and against people that are assaulting you and assaulting your family. But offensively, it is wrong to go after the illegitimate government because they want that. I mean, folks, I've proven, it's been in the mainstream news, it's in my films, the FBI goes out and creates Klan groups in Dallas, in Alabama. They try to get them to carry out attacks. Good police find out and stop them, whether it's Fort Worth or Mobile. Why? Because they want to then have the federal government come in with crackdowns. They have all different other types of terrorist attacks the government has been caught carrying out. The organized crime they've been caught controlling, the FBI controlling nationwide violent hitmen, actually have them out carrying out hits to control the drug trade that's sent into their coffers. And this is scary stuff. But by exposing the corruption and by exposing that they are the ones that are violent and they are the ones that do the evil things, and by frankly seeing them martyr us is going to defeat them a lot better than offensively. Now, if you had half the population fully aware of the New World Order and that we had an illegitimate government, whether it was Al Gore or George Bush, these are just puppets, and that our republic is gone, we could peaceably not go along with their system, strike, stay home, not do what they say, put in our government, remove the electronic touchscreen system, and put our republic back in place. And then have grand juries indict these criminals, indict the people that have carried out the New World Order's aims, and have them arrested and have them tried by juries of their peers, and have them in prison for life. And we can't engage in cruel and unusual punishment. So they torture. So they're evil. Well, that doesn't mean that we are. And I want to make that clear, and I have a track record of saying this. I have counted the cost. I have done the best analysis I can. I'm a smart guy. I'm not the most articulate in the world. Some say I am. I don't think I am. I can't articulate my full understanding of this. I do what I do out of love. It is very painful to know the truth, very scary to realize what we're facing. But I know that I'm here, and I have freedom, and I have liberty, and all the great things that America was because people before me sacrificed, because they were disgusted by tyranny and lies and despotism. So I'm telling you that the physical end of this is not where it's at. The globalists say in their own policy reports that the mind is the ultimate battlefield. They have outposts in our minds. Americans not knowing the Bill of Rights is what's destroying us. Americans not knowing what corruption is and not being able to judge what America is today to what Russia is and saying that it's very similar. As they set up the last cogs, the last mechanisms of this high-tech police state, we see them trying to silence dissent by boycotts and demonization. We see them promoting torture and promoting arrest of those that criticize the government. But people aren't buying it. And I'm here to tell you the real conservative grassroots are waking up and the liberal grassroots are waking up and realizing their parties are whorehouses. And so it's got to be done. We've got to resist this New World Order. We've got to stand up to it, but we cannot fall into their trap. I mean, you know, the FBI went out and found a biker gang of a bunch of drug addicts, a bunch of speed cooking trash, and said the FBI had money and all this stuff and posed as bikers for a year and got them to change their name. Let's not be a motorcycle gang, the Viper motorcycle gang out west. let's be the Viper Militia. And then the FBI got them to talk about doing violent things and got them to discuss it and then had a sting on them and said, oh, they busted the Viper Militia. You know there's nothing more they love. The New York Times, October 28th, 1993, reported, and it was on in the middle of the night on CBS, that's this Egyptian security force agent, Salim, was hired and brought to this country and paid $1.2 million to build bombs to train drivers. And it turned out the two guys he got to drive the truck that he cooked, this is mainstream news, were legally retarded. They were followers of some blind sheik, Abdel Rahman, who was in a two-room little hovel where 20 followers would meet a couple times a week above a pizza place. And this is the big evil mastermind who supposedly bombed the World Trade Centers. Now, when the Egyptian agent, the CIA guy, he thought it was a sting. 3 days before, he went to the head of the FBI in New York. This is in the article. One time. It was also in the Chicago Tribune. They're both in my film, Road to Tyranny. He said, okay, let's run the sting. Let's bust these guys. I've cooked the bomb. I've given them detonators that you gave me. We can bust them. The FBI said, no, we're pulling you off the case. We're going to let this go ahead and go forward. We might sting them inside the parking garage. He goes, no, that's too dangerous. This stuff is dangerous. This stuff could blow up on the way there. You got to stop them. And he got so upset. It wasn't Salim, it was Salam, Ahmad Salam. He got so upset, and these articles are not in InfoWars.com, by the way, in the 911 prior knowledge section, the government terror section. He got so upset, he went in and recorded 8+ hours arguing with the FBI, going, no, let's stop the bombing, no, let's stop the bombing. The guy, with incredible courage, he was also protecting himself, we thought they were going to frame him, came out, played the recordings, gave it to the press, the feds and the state grabbed it, but it got played, it got admitted, and got swept under the rug. Now, by the grace of God, the literal retards that they had hired, because that's all they could find was people that were retarded, didn't park the truck up against this main center support column. It would have brought down the entire tower and possibly the other. A structural damage in the bottom from the implosion. By the grace of God, these idiots didn't park it up against the building and thousands lived. Now that's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. That is an absolute fact. The globalists want violence. Israel, Yitzhak Rabin, right before his assassination, Israeli Prime Minister, admitted at Tel Aviv University, a year before his death, a few months before his death. We have those articles in the new film. They're on the website. We have in theprisonplanet.com the Israeli terror section, Israel-Hamas terror section. Israel founded Hamas in the early 1970s. They got caught right after 9-1-1, giving them weapons and bombs and telling them and allowing them to carry out bombings and attacks and protecting them. It is Israeli Mossad, and in many cases, it is their minions that are carrying out the bombings over there. And then the idiots get out there and parade, in some of the copycat attacks, and this is Israel's excuse, tear up houses and kill people and shoot reporters and run over American college students. And I don't want to hear, oh, don't bash Israel. Israel's giving nuke parts to Iran. I mean, Rumsfeld's giving, you know, the reactors to North Korea. They're just, they want crises. Out of it, they get control. So understand that we are not revolutionaries. We are restorationists. We want America, the republic, back. We just want the globalists to stop what they're doing and to back off. And we know that when they see weakness, they attack. We know when they see ignorance, they move forward. And I want to advise the globalists right now. I want to give you some really good advice, and you can check. I've done 800 radio interviews since 9-1-1. 800 now. I've done my own syndicated show on AM and FMs all over the country. I have a website that gets millions of hits a month, millions of individual hits a month. Let me tell you, For every 500 positive emails, I get one negative. And the people are so incoherent, they are probably got 80 IQs or lower. I have done 800 interviews, and one out of 30 callers disagrees with me. Folks, let me tell you something, globalists. You're in a lot of trouble. And I know most of you in government are compartmentalized, carrying out different parts of missions. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're part of. But you see the aftermath. I read the Washington Times, lowest morale ever at the Pentagon. Why is that, despite all this hype? Because the men and women in there are seeing what's happening, and it doesn't make sense because the border's still wide open. And they know NORAD was ordered to stand down. They know the CIA ran a drill that morning of, quote, flying hijacked jets into New York and D.C. landmarks. That's the cover story. It was just a drill that morning to have NORAD stand down, to the exact scenario that took place. You know what's going on. And if you sit there and shake and cower and sit there, you're delivering your children into a living hell, a hell on earth, Hades on earth. And I'm here to tell you that it's a handful, a few thousand globalist managers, a few dozen families that own this thing. They're counting on you being ignorant. If you find out they're counting on you being afraid and being cowardly, you have got to be men. You have got to be women. You have got to be strong. You have got to do whatever it takes to stand up against this evil and to speak out and to not be violent and to tell the truth and let them burn us at the stake if they want to. In the arena. I'm ready. I believe what Jesus Christ said. I believe in decency. I believe in wholesomeness. And I have seen the crimes of the New World Order. They are so voluminous. The trail of abuses is so long, I could not recite them in 10,000 broadcasts. I am horrified in my soul at not fighting them. To know what they have done, to know the UN and Dying Corps publicly got caught in court kidnapping 200,000 women and children, I would die right now to save those people. The globalists would have you forget that there's decency and honor and doing the right thing, and I'm telling you, you got to break your conditioning, you got to join humanity. You got to do it, and the way to do it is to educate people and expose and speak out, and to trust in God that His will be done. And I do trust in God, and there is right and wrong, and there are heroes. And we've got a job in this fight against dehumanization, not just against tyranny. Man, I read the globalist policy reports. They say they're going to screen babies in utero and force abortion. They're going to break families up. The government training centers, your kids are going to live at the public schools. I mean, just a decade from now. You're going to thumb scan to buy and sell, 85% tax rate. It's public, official federal plans. Folks, count the cost. Look around you. A total information awareness network with more surveillance than Orwell's world. I love this country. And I love the veterans that came before us that fought for liberty. And I'm telling you, we got a counterfeit government from the state government to the county government to the local government up to the legislative, the executive, the judicial. Too many people sold out. Too many people were whores. Too many people compromised. We've sunk to the very center of Hades.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 1 to 4, I do a Saturday show with John Stadtmiller. Look, folks, Putin got caught. Moscow police arrested FSB, the new KGB, planting bombs in a fourth Moscow apartment building. They took him to jail. They had him. Putin's police raided it, arrested the cops, took the bombs. That's a fact. You know, government has to blow up its own stuff as an excuse to crack down on you. Figure that out. Understand that. The Northwoods plan. And they're going to carry out more. They've got to. The corruption I've seen, it's a no-return terminal velocity. You have got to speak out. You've got to stand up. If you serve them, they'll crush you. The only thing we can do is fight, and fight in a smart way. And pray for the enemies of liberty as well. Pray that their hearts will be turned, those that aren't totally blackened, turn towards humanity, and that they will hesitate in carrying out their wicked activities, and that all of their designs and all of their corruptions in the deepest sea be tossed up on the shore so we can all see it. We got to pray, folks. We got to get the word out. We got to believe. We got to be wholesome. We got to be good. It's not being weak to be good like they believe. It's good and decent. It creates happiness and systems of creativity, but they don't want that because they want you under their control, and you've got to be a mindless slave to be under their control. And they're just really sick, and we've got to fight them. We've got to get the word out. Who's up next, Mark? Kevin in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'd like to say that next week, the 20th, I'm going to a Homeland Security luncheon. I just sent for my tickets to the post. I was just at the post office, sent out for my tickets.
Learn how to be a good slave and report on your neighbors?
I'm going to take my Road to Tyranny and be like, look, everyone needs to see the Road to Tyranny, and everyone needs shortwave radios because, you know, I'll ask questions like, oh, what about the KGB heading up Homeland Security? You know, I want to mention.
I want you to take 50 copies of Road to Tyranny and hand it out to everybody.
I only have one VCR. I can't copy it yet.
Need to buy another one, pay the $50, buy the blank tapes, and do it.
I guess, yeah, I know, but I don't even have $50. I'm doing what I can.
Well, go to your neighbor. Get it. Do whatever you have to.
All right. Let me see. Did you say something one day about the Mark of the Beast company having a mascot?
Yeah, it's Mr. Chippy and the Chipsons and the Get Chip promotion. I got to let you go. Got some other callers. Good points. God bless you. Take a video camera. Shoot some video of it. Borrow one if you have to. They have the family called the Chipsons who took the chips, and the Ply Digital Solutions, of course, is based in Communist China, really owned by IBM. Let's talk to Curtis in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Fine, sir.
That's great, man. Hey, look, you have so many topics hitting at one time, and it's all excellent because you're hitting so many points. The one thing that we have to realize, though, and that people are totally forgetting, is that we have the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence quotes in, like, the fourth paragraph, when any form of government is corrupt, we have the right to remove them.
You're right. What I'm saying is that we need to educate people about the nature of this evil in this resistance.
Absolutely. Yeah, see, they're blind. They're blind. It's happening so blatant right in their face, and they refuse to accept the fact that this new world order is really taking over.
It really is. I appreciate the call. I'm out of time. It's like Monday's Knight Ridder headline, Knight Ridder newspapers. Neocons call for new world order. Well, it's not the neocons. You know, they're just the puppets of the day. When they say Ashcroft wants Patriot Act 2, no, the globalists want Patriot Act 2. Don't be diverted by just these low-level puppet nobodies. Be focused on the real power, the new world order bankers. God bless you all. Have a good weekend. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight.
We've all heard how important calcium is for the body. Calcium builds strong bones and teeth and fights off osteoporosis. But what you may not have heard is that over 200 degenerative diseases are linked to